And now, 5 Good Minutes.
Talking about our teams, Terry Pluto checks in, graduate Benedictine, 8-time Ohio Sports Writer of the Year, Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Follow him on Twitter, at Terry Pluto. Bill Wills and Mike Snyder alongside. Terry, don't let that make you nervous, though.
I didn't know that you guys still work together.
Oh, well, but I only got a week.
It was a long week. No, Munch did a good job.
I'm very glad to be with the A-team.
Munch did a good job. He did. All right, Mike's back, but Josh Gordon is not, I guess, for a while. Let's start there. What do you know? Anything more than what the Browns have told us?
No, in terms of specifically, but you don't say I'm mentally, physically, emotionally, I'm great, but I won't be there for training camp. I mean, come on. There's something wrong. And that's all. And I don't know what the something is, but Josh has had a lot of things wrong. It is worth noting that in 2016, he went to training camp. He served the 4-game suspension open a season, and just as he was about to be eligible to play, then he voluntarily went into rehab. So, if you count on Josh Gordon, it's not a good move.
No, it isn't. And there's been such a good vibe around this team. And it's like this story comes out, Terry, and it's like, oh, here we go again, you know?
Right. And I hope that what the Browns, what I would do is try to isolate is that, you know, basically here we go again with Josh, you know, but this is a different team. And you have Jarvis Landry, you have some other people. And, you know, if Josh comes back, it's a bonus. And they always, I believe, have been looking at Gordon that way. If not, they'll start to do it now.
But really, after Jarvis Landry, that whole receiving core is a big question mark, isn't it?
I would agree. I mean, you know, the door's wide open for Corey Coleman. You know, I always like, kind of like Rashard Higgins. Sometimes I wonder why I kind of like Rashard Higgins, but I do. You get into Ricardo Lewis and that. It's, you know, it's a concern. Now, you can do some things throwing the tight ends a lot more. Njoku is a very talented receiving tight end, and I actually think the same thing with Seth Duvall, but they've got to prove they could do it over the long term. A big thing will be, what will they do with Duke Johnson? Now, there's a guy who can catch passes, even though he's a running back.
Terry, it is going to be fascinating to see how they do deploy the offense, where you have Hugh Jackson, and now he has Todd Haley. How that all is going to work, I think, is going to be very fascinating to see.
Regardless of who's calling the plays, you can't call them like they did last year with all those long downfield passes. You know, you're going to have to – you have a quarterback who's better at short and medium-range passes and a guy who likes to roll out of the pocket. And now, just when I outlined what you had there, we're talking tight ends and running backs, and Jarvis Landry is more of a short and medium-type guy. Those are the people that you're going to have to use their way, not your way.
Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com with us. Browns starting Berea this week. Meanwhile, our Indians lose last night. It's one of those games you want to get, you know, let's move on. 7-0. Although, Kluber. Now, remind me here, Mike Snyder. He had the shot in the knee.
Correct.
He talked about it some last night, but he's not blaming that at all on his problems, right?
That's what he said last night, and Tito seemed to feel that he was just out of his routine. I think we'll know more, really, Terry, in his next start.
Right, and also, I mean, the truth is you can't believe those guys. I mean, they may be telling the truth or not, but, you know, just like last year, oh, there's nothing wrong with Kluber in the playoffs. There was something wrong with Kluber in the playoffs. Of course there was. But they're not going to tell you. And maybe it was just his mechanics are off or whatnot, but he did take a shot. You know, the field thing, I took a shot on my knee, but there's nothing wrong with my knee. Well, we'll see.
Yeah, you know, I look at it this way. Well, he didn't get any help from his friends, the five-out inning, but still, Kluber giving up 9 hits, only 2 strikeouts in 4 innings. He was not right. And it's, isn't it ironic, Terry, that we're talking about Kluber and his knee and Andrew Miller and his knee?
Yes.
Maybe the keys to what this team does in the fall.
Yes, I didn't really put the two knees together, as they say, but that is a very good point. And also, our two pitchers who they always talk about high leverage innings and pitched a lot and pitched a lot under pressure, that applies to them. So, I mean, Miller is what, you know, he's fine. You got to show me. He's got to get back out there and pitch. And Kluber, I'm not going to, you know, go crazy on this, but as you said, Mike, we want to see what the next start looks like for him. Because I think his ERA is like 7 over the last 6 starts, but there's like 2 pretty good ones in there, and there's 4 messy ones, and He's not been the Cooper we're used to. But it's not like every start he's out of there in three innings either.
Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Follow him on Twitter. Good stuff. Thanks, Terry.
Take care, guys.